Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There is a growing shortage of newly trained skilled tradespeople to replace those retiring. Such trades include plumbers, bricklayers, electricians, auto and truck mechanics, welders, heating and cooling technicians, and the like. Perhaps one reason younger people don't pursue these trades is that they don't require a four-year college degree, which too many parents think is the path to a better career. I have news for you. Many skilled tradespeople today earn higher incomes than those with a bachelor's degree. There is also a growing problem in society of prison inmates being unable to readjust to society after release. They especially have problems seeking gainful employment. Unfortunately, that too often leads a former jail or prison inmate back into a life of crime and a return to incarceration. There is a solution to both of these problems. Last Friday, I talked with an administrator in the Michigan Correctional System. She had recently been transferred from one facility to another and was beginning to repeat what, so far, looks like a wonderful program. At her former post, she developed a program to offer skilled trades training to inmates. Along with the technical training, however, the inmates also learned how to dress appropriately, work full shifts, and reliably show up for work. Most of these trainees were hired full-time upon release by companies with staff shortages. In a follow-up survey months later, this woman found that about three-fourths of the former inmates who had gone through this training were still working at high-paying jobs. She also told me that the inmates' attitudes changed during this training to where they sensed that the facility's staff were there to help them improve their lives after release. In turn, the staff also perceived that these prisoners were also looking to better themselves and be less likely to return to a criminal life. As a result, the atmosphere at these facilities became less adversarial and more cooperative. The woman also told me that the correctional staff felt better about their careers as a result of this new endeavor. Incidentally, this had the side effects of lowering correction systems' costs and improving public safety. I hope she repeats this miracle at her new post and this program becomes widespread. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.